Well, casualties from Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians are on the rise. The UN says it is seriously concerned. The UN's humanitarian coordinator says 8 Palestinian civilians have been killed in the occupied West Bank since mid-November. The victims include 3 minors and 1 woman. Israeli troops frequently raid homes in the territory and kidnap residents, provoking occasional clashes. Another UN's humanitarian coordinator urges maximum restraint to prevent further civilian casualties. It says using live ammo against civilians may constitute the excessive use of force. The UN also calls for independent investigators into such incidents and justice for victims. Joe Catron joins us from the International Solidarity Movement from the Gaza Strip to give us his thoughts on this. Joe Catron, I'm not too sure whether to applaud the UN on this or not when there's weekly systematic attacks on Palestinian properties, including kidnappings, including deaths that do occur, and of course the Gaza Strip, not to mention, of which the UN has said that it's not going to be livable by 2020. I mean, what do you make of UN's statements on this regard, regarding Israel's use of live ammo against Palestinians on the rise?
Well, I think it all depends on whether we see any actions as a result of these fine words. The UN now has a golden opportunity to take some actions as a result of Israel's boycott of the United Nations Human Rights Council. It is, in fact, the first country to boycott that body in its history. And it has refused a periodic review, which every country is obligated to undergo. So now we will see what the UN does, whether their words are worth anything. Israel's escalating attacks on Palestinians come in the context of its a number of new challenges it faces in the region. Of course, the Israelis went into the 8-day war in November expecting to win a resounding victory. They did not. They quickly found themselves clamoring for a ceasefire after the resistance was able to strike at targets, including Tel Aviv. Additionally, Israel faces new military threats or military challenges throughout the region, including Hezbollah's enhanced capabilities, which it demonstrated recently by flying an unmanned aerial vehicle, a drone, over the occupied territories, as well as new political challenges stemming from the Arab Spring and the rise of new, considerably less conciliatory governments throughout the region. Israel is responding to these challenges with various kinds of aggression, both against Palestinian civilians and in attacks like we've seen today, apparently within Syria. What the UN will do, I don't know. It remains to be seen, and it will probably depend a great deal on the kinds of pressure they face from organized civil society to take action.
Well, you know, security challenges of Israel to play out in forms of aggression against civilians in the occupied territories doesn't quite justify it. But interesting, Joe Catron, and quickly if you can respond, the UN has also called for independent investigations into such incidents and justice for victims. I think people like you perhaps come into this picture when the UN is calling for it. Not too sure why, but what do you make of that statement?
Honestly, I'm a little cynical about it. We hear lots of calls for investigations, and for what? Do we need more information? Is the problem a lack of information? Are there not enough reports in existence? No, there are plenty of reports. If someone wants reports, I'll send them all the reports they can possibly use, full of data and documentation. A lack of information is not the problem. The UN is proposing new information gathering mechanisms, perhaps to stall a little bit and to distract public attention from the real problem, which is simply a lack of accountability based on the information we already have, which is readily available to anyone who cares to look for it.
Very well, indeed. Thank you. Joe Catron, it's good to see you from the International Solidarity Movement there in Gaza.